Sabona, my friends, you are listening to the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, Small Steps, where we give you small steps to help you walk with Christ deliberately along your journey. Today's small step, the open heart. I'm Judy Cooley, your host for this episode. Thanks for joining me here in South Africa. I want to share with you something that's dear to my heart. Okay. Imagine with me that you're holding in your hand a little clay jar. Let me ask you a question. Can that which is little like this jar contain that which is big? Can that which is finite enclose or contain that which is infinite? Okay, common sense would say no, but what if I tell you it can? How? Now, imagine you lift the lid off that jar. Now it becomes an open vessel. You see, a closed vessel can never contain anything larger than its own size, right? It's at its full capacity. But by taking the lid off, it's now an open vessel and has no limitations, no limits to its capacity. It now can contain the blowing of the wind or an outpouring of the rain. It can even contain a river. Okay, that's deep. I know. Stay with me. Now, let me ask you, which is larger, that which you know or that which you don't know? Well, of course, that which we don't know, right? So then it is wise that we seek that which we don't know, right? But how do we contain that which is bigger than ourselves, that which is bigger than our ability to comprehend? You got it. By taking off the lid. By us becoming the open vessel. Think about it. Only by opening yourself up can you come to know that which you don't know. Only by becoming an open vessel can you contain that which is greater than yourself. Okay, what's greater than self? Truth is always greater than our knowing. And your mind and your heart are finite. They're like that little clay jar with lids. But the truth has no end. God has no end. That is infinite. Think about that. What a special truth. The eternal is infinite, always flowing like a river. So when the jar opens itself up, it becomes unlimited. It can contain the waters of a river, the truth, the love of God. Have you ever noticed in the Book of Mormon, there's much to be said about the condition of the heart? It talks about an open and a soft heart, or how Satan hardened their hearts. Today, in my scripture study in Mosiah 12:27, there's this line, "Ye have not applied your hearts to understanding." In other words, their heart was a closed vessel. The footnotes of that scripture led me to Proverbs 8:5, where the Lord invites Israel to be an understanding heart. In the footnote was also Mosiah 2:9, "Open your ears that you may hear, and your hearts that you may understand, and your minds that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view." When I think of that word unfolded, I think of one of those old, huge road maps. That was always my job as a little girl, driving to California with my family. One of those huge maps that you'd unfold and never seem to be able to fold it back again. Remember those days before GPS and Siri, direct me to. You'd unfold the map to route your journey to your destination. Unfolding is another word for opening. To unfold our hearts to receive the mysteries of God. Now, that is a river of understanding I want flowing into my heart and mind. How about you? So how do we unfold or open the lids to our hearts, our minds, our ears, and our eyes? In 2 Nephi 33:1, we read about the role of the Holy Ghost is to carry or pour out his spirit unto the hearts of the children of man. Not into, but unto. In order for it to go into the heart, we have to choose to open our hearts, be the open vessel. So this tells me that our agency is our superpower to opening the lid or the unfolding of our hearts. So then the Holy Ghost will carry the words of Christ along with his love and his peace and his grace unto our hearts. And we have to choose to open and receive into our hearts. We have to choose to be the open vessel. So my invitation to you today is to open your mind, your heart, your ears and eyes, your whole soul, so that you might contain that which is greater than yourself, so that the love of Christ will overflow and spill out into your life and those around you like a river. For it is only the open vessel, the open heart, that can contain the infinity of God. Thanks for walking with me today. Please join Gia and me each week as we share our thoughts about how to navigate this journey one small deliberate step at a time. And if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. Also, this clay jar concept came from a book entitled The Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Kahn. It's a fun thing to read daily. And the scriptures were from the Book of Mormon, which reading from daily brings the Spirit unto and into my heart. It's one of my greatest joys. And as a gift to you, we've included a guided meditation, the open vessel. We invite you to slow down, breathe in, and enjoy. I testify of the infinite love of our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that He has for you and me, and I say these things in His name, and I'll see you on the trail.